Do you ever feel like you were surrounded by people who can't follow basic instructions, use simple intuition, reason, or even think beyond the next few minutes? Well, you might not be imagining things. There's been a marked rise in cognitive difficulties over just the last decade. If you haven't noticed this decline, well, I might have some bad news for you. The rate of young people reporting trouble learning new things, concentrating, or just thinking has almost doubled over the past 20 years. But it really shouldn't be like this. For the last 200 years, humans on average have been getting consistently smarter with every passing generation. Around the world, we have more access to information than ever before, better nutrition, and we are now spending more on education than any point in history. But that can only get us so far. Whether you want to blame it on brain rot short-form content, AI that does the thinking for us, the defunding of public education, symptoms of long COVID, or the fact that nobody can get a decent night of sleep anymore, the data is all saying the same thing. We might have already passed peak intelligence, and we are now getting progressively stupider. So then, what happens when we build a world that's too smart for us to use?
I will sign an executive order to begin eliminating the Federal Department of Education once and for all.
How many sides are on a triangle?
Oh man, you just five.
It's three. Oh, true. I forgot about that.
I went to Harvard.
You went to Harvard?
Yes, sir.
What did you study there?
It's disrespectful and insulting to be locked out, kicked out, and then cast out.
Rondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
Measuring intelligence is really hard. There are standardized tests to assign intelligence quotients, or IQ. But for most people, there are some problems with reducing someone's mental capacity to a single number. Most IQ tests that are actually performed under properly controlled conditions are done to diagnose suspected learning disabilities or cognitive impairment, which means the sample group is naturally going to be people that already demonstrate impaired mental capacity. Anybody else that actually goes through the effort and expense of completing a controlled condition IQ test is naturally going to be the type of person that cares way too much about it and studies beforehand in validating the results. IQ tests can give you some useful data though. If someone brags about their IQ, they are an idiot. But with a large enough sample size, some generalizations can still be made. James Flynn was a researcher who collated data which was aggregated over decades to identify the Flynn effect. Since 100 IQ is supposed to represent the median score of a test taker, he noticed that bell curves had been adjusted over time, with large testing groups indicating that subsequent generations were getting smarter. On average, a cohort 10 years younger would be 3 IQ points more intelligent than the group that came before them, and this trend continued for the 6 decades he was active. But even with such a clear trend, there was not one single cause that experts in the field could agree on. Most concluded that it was a combination of factors including more efficient schooling, the reduction in infectious diseases in early childhood development, a more stimulating environment as people moved into larger community centers, the widespread realization that inbreeding was not the best idea, and the fact that we decided to stop putting lead in our gasoline. There are also many experts that simply argue that the data is too unreliable to draw any definitive conclusions over these timeframes. Whether it was one or all of these factors, it can only get us so far. Most of Flynn's observations ended in the early 2000s, so he wasn't around to see the current decline that researchers are noticing across the globe. But there were a few countries that were ahead of the trend. From 1962 to 1991, scientists studied nearly 750 Norwegian men who completed an intelligence test as part of their mandated military conscription. The scientists noted a statistically significant boom and bust over the measured time period, with average intelligence reverting back to the levels it was over 30 years ago. This decline started in 1970, so you might think it disproves the theory of leaded gasoline. But Norway never actually used it nearly as much as we did here in the United States of small block Chevys. They instead used something called public transport, which primarily ran on diesel or electricity. One of the theories that researchers put forth was that in an advanced economy with education around and access to birth control, dumber people were just having more dumb babies and smart people weren't keeping up. They call this dysgenic fertility, but I prefer to call it the idiocracy theory. However, given Norway's relatively homogenous and small population, the scientists were able to control for family groups through generations, and the results were the same. Dumb people were having dumber kids, but smart people were also having dumber kids. This meant that the dumbening was coming from the environment rather than being passed down, which was strange because over this time period, Norway was enjoying large material wealth increases from a sharp increase in oil and natural gas resources. Ultimately, the strongest factor that researchers found in the existing population was educational systems that had become overly focused on rigid curricula, distracting TV and media, as well as worse nutrition from overly processed and sugary foods. So, yeah, If schools that look like this, color televisions that looked like this, and the occasional fried fish undid decades of worse intelligence gains in Scandinavia, it's time to learn how money works to find out exactly how cooked we are in the age of brain rot content, crumbling education systems, and high fructose corn syrup. This video is sponsored by Shopify, the platform trusted by businesses of all sizes to build, manage, and grow their online store. On this channel, we talk a lot about money, and for a lot of business owners, that means understanding how to take what you're already selling and make it more scalable. That's exactly where Shopify comes in. Shopify helps you build a fully customizable online store with no coding required. You can start with free, professionally designed templates and use the drag and drop editor to make it your own. Fast. It also gives you powerful tools to run your business day to day. You can manage your inventory, track orders, connect with customers, and even view analytics to see what's working and what's not. All from one dashboard. If you already have a product or a storefront and you're ready to grow online, head to the link below to start your 3-day free trial with Shopify. You'll get your first 3 months for just $1 each. And when it's time to make the sale, Shopify Checkout and Shop Pay make the process smooth for your customers and faster for you to get paid. Features like one-click checkout and abandoned cart recovery can genuinely move the needle. If you're selling in person too, Shopify Point of Sales syncs your online and retail sales automatically, so you always have accurate inventory and customer info. And if you need something specific, the Shopify App Store is packed with tools to tailor your store even further. Shopify isn't just for new entrepreneurs. It's for established businesses ready to level up. If you already figured out what you're selling, Shopify can help you sell it better. Join Shopify today and enjoy a 3-day free trial and 3 months for just $1 each. Click the link below to get started. Okay, maybe the biggest question is why we are only now noticing a decline in intelligence. There are factors that have increased our intelligence and factors that have made it worse. And for a while, the good stuff was more than compensating for the bad stuff. But that is starting to change. When was the last time you felt bored or even slightly mentally challenged? Probably not for a while. Right? Technology has put the world's information in our pocket along with basic tools like a calculator and an automatically updating global map. I don't want to make myself sound too old here, but in the past, most cars had a big book of streets in the trunk that you had to look through to figure out manually which turns to take to get to a destination. It wasn't exactly rocket science, but it took a bit more intuition than plugging a destination into a phone and letting Waze to the wheel. Researchers have noted that offloading these simple everyday problem-solving tasks means our brains aren't as exercised as much as they were even 2 decades ago. The spike in recorded cognitive challenges amongst 18-year-olds from the Monitoring the Future survey did start around 2012, right as fully capable smartphones were entering the mainstream. Easily accessible technology started to do the thinking, so we didn't need to. But that by itself wouldn't have actually been a problem. Yeah. Nobody these days knows how to read a paper map, but we also don't know how to churn our own butter or read a sundial either. Technology has been making mental skills irrelevant for a lot longer than we have been getting dumber. The difference now is that mindlessness is the goal. This new wave of technology has not only taken away minor inconveniences that could be overcome with a bit of critical thinking, it's also replaced it with easy, instant contentment. It's no secret that the competitive meta of the world's largest technology companies is to keep you engaged with their platform as long as possible. Endless scrolling, tailored content on demand, engagement metrics, echo chambers, dopamine loops, time-sensitive rewards, and push notifications are just some of the tricks, and it really does work. For user-generated content platforms, the companies themselves don't even need to try that hard. They just push the content that someone else figures out how to keep engaging. As a disgusting lowlife influencer, I am 100% guilty of that myself. I need that watch time too. For example, I spent hours refining the opening hypothetical question of this video, the one about you feeling like you were surrounded by dumb people. It's unfortunately relatable, it makes you think, and it probably made you feel just a little bit smug. All things that are good for engagement, but are also kind of bad for challenging our minds. Humans are not made to be constantly contented. And if we are, it makes it really hard to give up the easy dopamine to commit to something challenging and not immediately rewarding, like studying, learning a new skill, or just sitting down to get some work done. AI is shaping up to be the ultimate incarnation of this trend, where people don't have to think about challenging problems and just get maximum stimulative output from minimal input. Now, I am not a psychologist. And even though I spoke to a few and read a few papers when putting this video together, there are simply better people to discuss the exact mechanisms of brain rot. So instead of making a video about the Cocomelon to Skibidi Toilet to Aiden Ross Pipeline, there is something else more important to address. what happens when we are too dumb to use a world built by smart people? It sounds like a silly question, but it is literally already happening. We are now spending more on college than ever before, and the rate at which people are getting these expensive degrees is also higher than ever since it's become increasingly essential to land basically any job. The result of all of this education is that we apparently have a massive gap in technical skills that young people entering the workforce aren't able to fill and aren't willing to train into. Now, sometimes that's because the pay is simply not worth it, but they don't like to say that part out loud too much. Okay, so businesses complaining about not being able to fill underpaid hands-on roles is not exactly breaking news, but there is a surprising trend emerging from the computer-addicted generations entering the workforce. They aren't that good at using computers. Modern computers have become so refined and user-friendly that people who have grown up using smartphones and iPads aren't as savvy as older generations who grew up using LimeWire and loading mods onto their pirated copy of Age of Empires. Commercial IT tools in most companies are still fairly old and utilitarian. They have a lot more in common with the home computer experience of the 2000s than the smartphones of the 2020s. Formal education programs are also not equipping labor force entrants with these foundational skills because they are largely even further behind. A survey conducted by Dell, the computer maker, found that more than a third of Gen Z admitted to not being adequately prepared to use computers in the workforce. Eventually, this could become a massive problem, because even those lovely user-friendly computer programs rely on a foundation of technical adeptness to build. It's a big challenge from 20 years ago, but some of the most skilled people in the world of technology are now the 50-plus-year-olds that wear socks and sandals and have been working on computers since MS-DOS. Technology companies have made this even worse for themselves, because there is a not-so-secret ageism problem amongst the trendy companies that have actually seen declining numbers of older workers even though the population is getting older overall. Now, most of the big tech companies will be fine. They can hire people who have specifically trained to work with technology. But regular companies that have grown used to people entering the workforce with a basic knowledge of computer systems are increasingly running into problems already. And this goes well beyond computers as well. It actually gets way dumber than that. The rush to make everything as user-friendly as possible means less people are reading, choosing to consume purely audio and visual media instead. The Financial Times that wrote the article about moving past peak intelligence called this a decline towards a post-literate society, a hypothetical society in which multimedia technology has advanced to the point where literacy is no longer necessary or common. So why are we just noticing this now? Well, we aren't. We are just feeling the consequences of it now. All the way back in 1985, Neil Postman, a media professor, published the book Amusing Ourselves to Death, where he spoke about the influence of showmanship in public discourse. Basically, the book saw the trend of television consumption taking over from newspapers, and theorized that in the future, the truth would matter a lot less than what narrative was more entertaining. It would also create a world where the people with the resources and expertise to make things entertaining and easy to consume would have a lot more influence than the people who took the time to report things factually. Again, this book was written in 1985, and ironically, it never actually sold that well, because it is quite dense and full of facts and figures. Now, if anybody should have known to present this information in a TikTok dance, it should have been him, but these warnings were largely ignored. Now, this book is still fascinating, and some of the predictions are downright scary, and if you want a bit of light horror, I will link a link to it like I always do in the description below. Postman wrote two other books on the subject as well, Technopoly, The Surrender of Culture to Technology, and The End of Education, Redefining the Value of School. These both came out in the early 1990s, so there is a good chance this guy might have been a time traveler. Now, there is one other factor at play here that is a lot more straightforward. Yes, young people might have been blasted by brain rot since birth, but we are also, on average, simply getting older. Cognitive function naturally drops off as we age, and the average American is now almost 40. As we are living longer lives than ever before, a lot of elderly people well past their mental prime have refused to give up senior positions in government and business. Watch this video next to find out how we ended up with the senile managing the brain rot, and make sure to like and subscribe to keep on learning how money works.